From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Nearly a third of Americans say they don't make any payments using cash in a typical week, according to a survey from Pew Research Center. After all, there are debit cards and credit cards and PayPal and Venmo and Square and Google Pay and Zelle. But what about the more informal reaches of the economy? What about, say, leaving a few dollars in a street musician's hat? Some buskers in the U.S. are experimenting with accepting tips digitally. It has its challenges. Lila Goldstein reports.
It's a sunny afternoon in New York's Washington Square Park, and the street performers are out with their tip jars, tip buckets, even an optimistic tip garbage can. For some, asking for money is part of the performance.
We know what you guys is thinking. Why are these guys out here?
Why?
Could it be for money?
Yes!
A group of acrobatic breakdancers prepare to vault over a line of six people. But first, they pull out big laundry bags and start collecting bills.
I got $20 from this kid all the way from New York City. Give it up for New York City.
Kaheem and Kareem Barnes lead the group. The twin brothers go by Tick and Tack. And lately, cashless spectators have been asking them if they can tip digitally. Here's Tahim.
You got to get up with the date and the times, I guess, you know what I mean?
So they have a poster advertising their account on Cash App, a payment app through Square. They've also used a card swiper and recently got a Venmo account. People are using them, but they only bring in around 10 to 20 bucks a week. That's about 2% of their tips overall. For Kareem,
cash is always going to be first.
And managing a handful of digital services for just a portion of your tips can come with some glitches. Tahim, for example, once mistakenly gave out the wrong account name. Some services have fees, and they usually have to be linked to a bank account. Bill Maurer is an anthropology professor at UC Irvine who studies financial technology.
There's really no good solution for folks in the informal economy.
Good old-fashioned cash, on the other hand.
I don't need to have a bank account to make it work. I just need the cash in my hand. And as soon as I give it to you, it's yours.
He says none of the payment services we have at the moment can really do that. And for buskers, there's an extra benefit to cash.
I found out one thing is that people, when they tip, they want to be seen tipping.
Ricky Sires has been doing puppet shows in Washington Square Park for six summers.
You know, they want it to be appreciated. They don't want it to be missed.
And that's exactly the case for Justin Seitzler, an onlooker with an empty wallet watching a piano player at the other end of the park.
I wanted him to know I left him a tip because I've been sitting there enjoying his music for 10 minutes. So I wanted him to know that I wasn't just walking away without giving him anything.
After sending him $10 on Venmo, Seitzler finds an analog workaround. He actually talks to the musician to let him know. I'm Lila Goldstein for Marketplace.